council candidates were much more outspoken. Michael Callahan says he's spoken with the two opposition candidates for the H2GO board.
I do feel that we do not need another level of water distribution in northern part of the county. Brunswick County has, from what I understand, plenty of capacity to meet the needs of folks in the community. And in fact, it's been rated number one now in the state for 3 years in a row.
Bob Campbell says as accounting manager for Brunswick County's Health and Human Services Department, he sees value in consolidation.
I see the H2GO project as another duplication of efforts to supply water in conjunction with the town of Leland and with the county. And I think that we could consider a cost savings by not having that a third party.
But incumbent Jane Crowder sits firmly on the other side.
One of these days, the Cape Fear River could possibly no longer be there. It could dry up, it could get contaminated, or it could be contaminated. I feel like the people that are on the H2GO board live in the area and they are doing what is best for the citizens and the residents of Leland and the surrounding areas.
Jane Crowder is married to John Crowder, chair of H2GO's Board of Commissioners. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.